Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Too many Oklahomans do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet. Those who may have experienced financial setbacks during the pandemic or are struggling to get by may be eligible for a discount of up to $50 a month for high-speed internet, or up to $75 a month for households on tribal lands. Info at aarp.org/EBB. Sponsored by AARP Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ents Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit EntsAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, EntsAuction.com.
Well, last week, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau held its annual State Resolutions Committee meeting, and unsurprisingly, Oklahoma's medical marijuana industry was the top priority from the county level. Steve Thompson, Senior Director of Public Policy for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, tells us more about the resolutions that are moving into the next phase. After reading each proposed resolution, OKFB leadership narrowed down a few key takeaways to address the medical marijuana industry issue. First, producers called for more support for enforcement of the laws that are already on the books.
I think the takeaway that we've had so far with that is support for enforcement of the laws that we have. Clearly, that there was concern that there's flaws in the law, but what we have maybe has not been held up as strongly and as vigorously as we'd like, and supporting the state in more efforts that way, and modifying it for increases in license fees, and dedicating that money back to the enforcement of the rules and laws. The other thing that we heard more than anything was concern all year long about how do we spray our crops with herbicides, how do we manage weeds and other pests and things. And so no one can figure out exactly how to limit the liability of an applicator that is applying chemicals next door to a marijuana growing facility. But they expressed a strong will for us to continue to work on that to see if we couldn't figure out a way policy-wise to help create additional protections. And along with that, they'd like to see a little more transparency in the ownership information of these operations, these growing operations.
Beyond medical marijuana, two recurring topics were vaccine mandates and the Supreme Court's McGirt ruling.
There's sort of three M's that we talked about in the summer and fall: marijuana mandates, and the third one would be the McGirt Supreme Court case. But our folks generally oppose mandates of any kind. They proposed a policy that would oppose government mandates. They did not approve. They had something in the pipeline that would oppose private employers with a mandate, but that was defeated. So kept with our consistent policy of private businesses, private property ought to be able to make their own rules. But the group was quite uniformly opposed to government mandates regarding vaccines. And our third M all year long has been the McGirt Supreme Court case and where it's going. And so our folks really reaffirmed our policy position where we have been for a number of years on that case, both in general. And there was a lot of specific conversation about fear about ownership of mineral and water rights, and could this extend in a way that threatens ownership of things that are considered settled laws and settled private property rights for minerals and water rights. And
to hear more from Farm Director Ron Hayes and Steve Thompson, and the latest from last week's State Resolutions Committee meeting from Oklahoma Farm Bureau, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.